Today I'm talking to Les Shannon. Born and bred in Scarborough, Les spent his career in the fire service in the town. I want to ask him about some of the experiences he had as a fireman, but he also has some interesting tales to tell about his childhood in Scarborough, which included some unusual stories relating to elephants, as well as a very early experience with space travel. I'm particularly grateful to Les for bringing some photographs along to illustrate his stories. Let's first deal with your work on the fire service, Les. Will you tell us a little bit about some of the more high-profile fires that you had to deal with in your time?
I started the fire brigade in 1973 and had to train in Berkinshaw in the West Yorkshire, starting in Scarborough, January 1974. The first major job I had was at the Olympia on the foreshore, overlooking the sea. About midnight, we got a call out, and two pumps and a turntable ladder went from Scarborough Fire Station. As we were going down Eastbury, we could actually see the fire going up through the sky. As we turned into the foreshore, the officer in charge made pumps up to fronting four. We got there and we had to get the oars off, obviously, and start trying to put the fire out. It was end of July, so there was a lot of people present on the foreshore. Luckily, at that point, the tide was out, so they were all stood on the edge of the water watching. And you could tell as the fire were getting on top of the fire, they were getting closer to the railings, which by 6 o'clock in the morning, they were all standing along the railings. It was my first experience in anger on the turntable ladder, which I had to go up and use the jets into the fire. One of the problems was we're trying to get this fire out, and we eventually, as we got it out, moved the hose elsewhere and it would start up again. It wasn't till afterwards we found out it was the main gas pipe that had been fractured, and obviously we'd never put it out, as it turned out. We eventually had 10 pumps. Which would be from Sherburn, Snaydon, Robin Hood's Bay, Whitby, Bridlington were involved, Filey were involved. All these pumps came to Scarborough, which was the biggest fire they'd had since the war period. And Plaxons was on fire and they got 20 pumps there.
So that was quite an event. That was the biggest fire that you had to deal with.
I suppose it was the biggest. Castle Hotel was a big one, but that was the biggest.
Let's just move on to those tales you have relating to elephants in Scarborough. Not a town where one would expect to encounter these animals. Start, if you will, with the experience you had with an elephant based in Norston Manor Guards.
I was very young at the time, and I had this vivid memory of being lifted onto the back of an elephant, which sounds very strange, but I was aware this wasn't a real elephant. What it was at the time, I had no idea. After that, I'd asked people over a long period of time what it was, and nobody knew anything about it. It turned out my grandfather was here from Glasgow on holiday, and he'd taken me down to the Open Air Theatre where I'd got put on this elephant at the entrance to the Open Air Theatre, and it trundled up to whereabouts the railway station is now, and that was the ride I'd had. It wasn't until the 1970s I opened up a Scarborough Evening News, and there was an article with a picture of my elephant. Soon as I seen the picture, I knew it was that elephant, and it turns out it was somebody had made two of these elephants. They were mechanical. They had wheels underneath the legs, so they looked like they were actually walking, but it was running on wheels.
I believe that you have evidence of more than one elephant visiting Scarborough and spending time on the beach at South Bay. Now, I think that was a good deal before you were born.
Well, basically, I don't know that much about them other than on the photograph. There's two of them, and they're getting cared for on the South Bay Beach. Having looked into it a little bit, and, well, I can't confirm it, it turns out that there was an Indian gentleman who had a manor house built for himself. He'd worked for Queen Victoria and used that money to set up. And one of the things he had was elephants. He used to take them down and walk them around the foreshore, which people complained that they weren't fair on the elephants because of how the road were on the feet. He eventually moved to Whitby, and he used to take them down to the beach in Whitby and then walk them back to Sands End area. There is rumours that they'll be buried at Filey, but I can't confirm that at all.
That's very interesting. Did he offer people rides on them?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know what he kept them for at all, but I've never heard of people getting rides on them. The only other elephants I know in Scarborough were obviously the circus elephants that used to come on Falscliff, where the goods yard is, and they used to parade the circus through the town, and depending on where where the circus was. It was often down where Valley Road Coach Park, now the University College, or it would be up Burniston Road Car Park. Okay. They would parade through the town and the elephants would be walking through the town.
And was that an annual event?
That was, as far as I remember, it was annual, yeah. I remember going down to Valley Road Coach Park after the circus had finished and watching them dismantle the marquee, which was quite fun. They used to have a separate section, which was the menagerie, and you could pay separate to walk around the animal.
Finally, I think you've personally experienced some space travel in South Bay. What exactly was this experience?
Well, in the early 1950s, the new comic had come out called The Eagle, and the main star in The Eagle comic was Dan Dare, the spaceman. And at the time, he had a spaceship called the Anastasia. Well, the council managed to get hold of a giant replica of the Anastasia. It was placed almost on top of the toilets that are next door to the Olympia now. It was placed on there, and I remember being taken in. I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, and we were all marched into the centre of this room, which was in the spaceship, and there on the wall was a television, which was quite a novelty at that time. We'd never had one. There were just school chairs that you sat in, and you sat down and built up that you're ready for takeoff, and you heard a lot of noise, and you're seen on the television, you're going into space, and you were approaching the moon, and as you got close to the moon, before we could land, they announced the fact that we'd got a problem, and we had to return to Earth. And so we turned around, and we came back to Earth, and that was the ride. In modern days, it was very unimpressive, but to a young child that never seen television before, it was very impressive.
Telling effectively the story, not quite the same, of a real event that happened 15 years later.
Yes, I remember that well as well. I sat up all night waiting for them to come out the spaceship after they'd landed.
Les Shannon, thank you for bringing us today these wonderful stories, which have given us an insight into the experiences, not only for those people who visited Scarborough in the 1950s and 1960s as part of their holidays, but were also enjoyed by those who lived and grew up in the town. Thank you very much indeed.